Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 173 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so I've got some crackers this week, some new stuff from the Metal Blade label, and some golden oldies and a bit of local stuff. So to kick things off, here's Deicide with They Are the Children of the Underworld.
We'll be right back.
things off there nicely was Deicide with They Are the Children of the Underworld from the Once Upon a Cross album from 1995. Probably one of their greatest albums, that one. Really well worth having. And after that, new stuff from Prostitute Disfigurement from the Netherlands, and that was a track called Force Fed Dead from their self-titled album from 2019. Been going since the early 2000s, Rake albums behind them, brutal stuff, some well dodgy song titles and album artwork. Well worth checking out though. So on a bit of old school heavy metal, Sly Fag, I was digging their records over the break there and dug out their Digital Resistance album, which is the only one to put out in Metal Blade. It's 2014, and 10 years ago already, doesn't seem that long. But it's a track called Magic Hooligan. We'll be right back. After Sly Fagg, that was Place of Skulls, featuring Victor Griffin of Pentagram and Dennis Cornelius, who was also in Revelation, who sadly died the other week as well. So I thought a wee bit of a tribute to him was in order. That was a track called Prisoner's Creed from The Black Is Never Far from 2006. Their first album, it had Wino on it also. Great, great record on Southern Lord, if you can track it down. Well worth having in your collection. So a guy, Steve Martin, got in touch with me during the week there. He's played in a plethora of local bands over the years. Every time you see him, he's in a new band for some reason. But this is his latest one, a band called Fried Ends BC. And this is from their latest EP, and it's a track called Strive.
Fatality! Find your right wife!
Dirty and Filthy there after Friday Ends BC. That was Deviant Instinct with Beyond Pain, which was a request from Chris Osborne. And that comes from the Guttural Breath album from 1989. Deviant Instinct records were such a breath of fresh air at the time. Just absolutely disgusting sound. Just really, really heavy. And I think I've done some new stuff since they reformed after about 30 years, but I haven't heard it yet. So let's take her down a notch, right back to the very start. Led Zeppelin, their first album was released 55 years ago last week, which is amazing to think here's an album like that and it still sounds so fresh after all this time. This is one of my favourites of that album. It's called Your Time Is Gonna Come.
Your time is gonna come. Thank you.
thought I'd just keep it in the year 1969 there with a band called High Tide. Not a lot known about them, released a couple of albums and then split up. And I just noticed this album, it'd be on a to-get list, which is just never, you'll never find it in the wild, like it, unless you want to pay big, big money for it. But that was a track called A Feudalist's Lament, which came from the Sea Shanties album from 69. And I just seen it in Classic Rock this month. Sea Shanties has been reissued on CD and vinyl, so maybe get a copy after all and just settle for a reissue. So next up, something new from Metal Blade. A band called June come from Edinburgh, Scotland, and this is from their forthcoming album Void Kind, and it's a track called Abode of the Perfect Soul.
Yeah.
It's spelled D-V-N-E, not D-U-N-E. And it's got bits of that sort of Cult of Luna feel go by it, and Mastodon and all that sort of area. It's good stuff. And after that was Thy with a track called The Lasting Dose, which comes from their album Rhea Silvia from 2019. It's one of the Thy albums that I missed out on, but I must get around to getting that because it sounds rather good. It was meant to be another track for Chris Osborne, but I couldn't find it, so this is, thought of playing this one instead. Hope he liked it. So another one new in from the Metal Blade label, a band called Allusion. It's spelled A-L-L-E-G-A-E-O-N, and a track called Iridescent, which is their latest single. Don't know much about this band apart from their melodic death metal band from the States, formed in 2007. Seemed to have put quite a few releases, seemed to be writing popular. Who knows, maybe caught them somewhere along the line in Hellfest or something, walked past them, you know, where these things go. But anyway, enjoy this one. Dead one.
Yeah.
after Alijon, that was Full of Hell with Thundering Hammers from the Weeping Choir album from 2019. Put them records out the weekend and went on a wee bit of a grind buzz, and oh, powerful stuff, absolutely fierce. So they are that band. Well, we're checking out if you like a bit of grindcore. So on to something new, but from a well-established band, Rage from Germany. This is from their 27th album, I'm reliably told, and it's a track called Dying to Live, and they're still fairly popular in mainland Europe and doing reasonably big places, and their records still seem to sell. This is coming from their forthcoming album, After Lifelines, due sometime in the next month or so. Enjoy this one.
Brothers out there, bodies in camouflage, torn and tortured, price to be free one more night. Teacher, we loved our lives and we lived it peaceful. Now we must carry these guns and armor with our end coming in sight. Mutiny in our anger and fear of the downfall, we're forced to be dying to live. Senseless aggression to kill and destroy, we're forced to be dying to live. Sacrifice for our hope for redemption, although we had so much to give. We're dying to live. Was built on sand like a constitution. No one believed this would come back to us. We felt so safe and secure. Watching a man to throw the whole world into the abyss of ruin and downfall. Tyranny offers just death and destruction. There is no future for sure. Dying to live.
while I was in that whole sort of power metal, speed metal sort of area, I remembered a band called Freedom Calling. I dug out their album, Crystal Empire, from 2001. I seen these guys at a Wacken Fest, like it was 2002, 2003. And it was going through that phase of that, you know, power metal with the big, big vocals and all. It was got very, very tired very quickly, I find. But there's still some wee gems to be found in there. And that was one of them. That was a track called Freedom Call. So if you see them about, check them out if you like that melodic big sound. So anyway, thanks for listening. That's the end of another show, and I'm going to go out this week on an acoustic one. Alice in Chains, A Sea Jar of Flies, has been re-released on vinyl. Wouldn't mind getting myself a copy of that, but in the meantime, here's a new excuses, the live version from Plug, which is probably one of the greatest acoustic live albums that's ever been put out. And out of that whole MTV and Plug series, there's not many would beat that one, if any. In fact, you know, the especially would do the Damn Yankees one and put that out, and the Queensrÿche and a few others that are notable from that period. Some real turkeys in that series, but you know, you always get them. But anyway, until next time, look after yourselves.